This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Welcome to today's discussion on QEEG certification. It's a field gaining significant traction, and we're here to unpack the process, benefits, and considerations involved.
Precisely. The demand for qualified QEEG professionals is growing rapidly, driven by advancements in neuroscience and the increasing recognition of QEEG's diagnostic and therapeutic potential.
Absolutely. Many listeners may not be familiar with QEEG. Can you briefly explain what it is and its significance?
QEEG, or quantitative electroencephalography, is a non-invasive neuroimaging technique that measures brainwave activity. It provides a detailed map of brain function, helping identify patterns associated with various neurological and psychological conditions.
So it's essentially a sophisticated brain scan that can reveal a lot about how the brain is functioning.
Exactly. It's a powerful tool for diagnosis and treatment planning.
Let's delve into the certification process itself. The article mentions the International QEEG Certification Board, IQCB. What's involved in obtaining their certification?
The IQCB offers technician and diplomat certifications. It's a multi-step process. First, there's an application, followed by enrollment in an IQCB-accredited didactic course. Then, crucial hands-on experience through practice and mentoring is required, culminating in a QEEG exam.
So it's not just about book learning. Practical experience is key?
Absolutely. The mentoring component is particularly important, involving a minimum of 10 contact hours reviewing patient data analysis and report presentations. This ensures that candidates can apply their knowledge effectively.
And what about the cost? The article mentions fees for the application and exam.
Yes, there's a $200 application fee and a $150 exam fee. Mentoring costs are negotiated separately with mentors. The article suggests a couple of experienced mentors.
The article highlights the importance of mentoring. What are some key aspects of effective mentoring in this field?
Effective mentoring provides supervised practice in interpreting QEEG data, writing reports, and understanding the clinical implications of findings. It's a crucial bridge between theoretical knowledge and practical application.
And what about the equipment needed to perform QEEGs? Are there specific requirements?
Yes, you'll need at least a 19-channel EEG amplifier. The article suggests considering reputable manufacturers like BrainMaster Technologies, Inc., and Mind Media, Nexus. Attending professional conferences is also a great way to explore equipment options.
Let's discuss the benefits of obtaining QEEG certification. What are some of the career paths it opens up?
A QEEG certification significantly enhances career prospects. Certified professionals can work in various settings, including private practices, hospitals, research institutions, and clinics.
Can you give some specific examples of how QEEG is used clinically?
Absolutely. QEEG can be used to assess attention and focus issues, identify individuals at risk for Alzheimer's disease, assist with chronic pain management, and optimize performance in athletes. The applications are quite diverse.
It sounds like a versatile tool with a wide range of applications. The article mentions BioSource Software as a provider of educational resources for QEEG professionals. What kind of resources do they offer?
BioSource Software offers a range of educational materials, including tutorials, courses, and certification packages designed to prepare individuals for the IQCB exam. They're a leading provider in this area.
What about the cost of their educational resources? The article lists several options.
Their offerings range in price from $125 for a basic QEEG 100 course to $500 for a more comprehensive QEEG tutor package. They also offer exam review courses and continuing education opportunities.
Are there any potential challenges or concerns associated with QEEG interpretation and application?
Yes. Proper interpretation requires a strong understanding of neuroscience and clinical context. Misinterpretation can lead to inaccurate diagnoses or inappropriate treatment plans. Rigorous training and ongoing professional development are essential.
So it's not a field where one can simply learn the basics and be proficient?
Absolutely not. It requires ongoing learning and refinement of skills. Staying updated on the latest research and best practices is crucial.
Looking ahead, what's the future of QEEG and its role in healthcare?
The future is bright. Advancements in technology and research are continually expanding the applications of QEEG. We can expect to see more sophisticated analysis techniques and broader integration into clinical practice.
So it's a field with significant growth potential.
Undoubtedly. The demand for skilled QEEG professionals will continue to grow as the technology becomes more widely adopted.
Someone considering QEEG certification, what factors should they consider when choosing a certification program?
They should research different certification boards, compare their requirements and curriculum, and consider their reputation and experience of the instructors. Hands-on training and mentoring opportunities are also crucial.
Any advice for someone just starting their journey in this field?
Start with a strong foundation in neuroscience and related fields. Seek out reputable educational programs and mentors. And be prepared for ongoing learning and professional development.
How important is continuing education for QEEG professionals?
It's absolutely essential. The field is constantly evolving, with new research and techniques emerging regularly. Continuing education ensures that professionals remain up to date and provide the best possible care.
Are there specific organizations or resources that QEEG professionals can utilize for continuing education?
Yes, professional organizations like the AAPB and ISNR offer conferences, workshops, and publications that provide valuable continuing education opportunities.
What are some of the ethical considerations that QEEG professionals should be aware of?
Maintaining patient confidentiality, ensuring accurate interpretation of data, and avoiding overselling the capabilities of QEEG are crucial ethical considerations. Adherence to professional standards and guidelines is paramount.
How can professionals ensure they are practicing ethically?
By staying informed about ethical guidelines, seeking supervision when needed, and engaging in ongoing professional development to maintain competence and ethical awareness.
How has technology impacted the field of QEEG, and what are some future technological advancements we can expect?
Technology has significantly advanced QEEG, making it more accessible and efficient. Future advancements may include AI-powered analysis tools, improved data visualization techniques, and more sophisticated brain mapping capabilities.
What are some of the challenges associated with integrating new technologies into QEEG practice?
Challenges include ensuring the accuracy and reliability of new technologies, providing adequate training for professionals, and addressing potential ethical concerns related to data privacy and security. In summary, QEEG certification offers a rewarding career path for those passionate about neuroscience and helping others. It's a field with significant growth potential and a wide range of applications.
That was a great discussion. Thank you for sharing your expertise.